Famous conspiracy theories. Jeffrey Epstein has fostered a huge amount of conspiracy theories by the act of committing suicide, or was it suicide? There have been many conspiracy theories, and some more than others lend themselves to being believable. If we take the Epstein case, we know there were a lot of very important people involved with him and his bunch of underage girls, some or all of whom were probably sex slaves. When very important and very rich people want to keep their names out of the news, anything can happen. This conspiracy theory has led people to another conspiracy about the Clintons. You never know where a conspiracy might take you. There have been a batch of conspiracy theories in recent history. Remember, I am probably older than you, so I remember further back. There was a conspiracy theory which had to do with the poisoning of two British citizens. It came about because both people had somehow been exposed to Novichok. Novichok is a nerve agent, and it just so happens it is the same one that struck down and killed a former Russian agent and his daughter who were in Great Britain. If the Russians poisoned the two British citizens, why was this done? This is what has led to these conspiracy theories. I am not talking about the retired spy and his daughter. UK counter-terrorism police said they had no evidence they were targeted. This has led to a lot of conspiracy theories. Was it a mistake? Did those people get poisoned because Novichok had gotten onto food somehow and they ate it, or could they have had something in the background of their lives which was secret? These questions make for good conspiracy stuff. Let's not forget, some conspiracy theories can be true. For years, there have been conspiracy theories about a black budget in the government which gave unlimited funds to secret government projects. The idea had been mocked by many as a conspiracy theory. I knew it was true because I followed some of the legislation and saw a bill passed which allowed the government to take money from any government agency without an explanation. I also noticed that some of the secret projects were never mentioned in any budget until we saw them in action. The stealth plane called the Nighthawk is an example of that. There is a conspiracy theory which seems to get more popular as time goes by, and it is secret societies rule the world. The premise is the ultra-rich and powerful belong to these societies and meet to determine the direction the world will go in every year. An example of this is said to be the secret meetings which are conducted at least once a year, which are with the Bilderberg Group. It certainly is true many of the most powerful people in the world belong to it and do meet, and the meeting are ultra secret. If you are not one of the groups, you don't get in, and the meetings are so important, they are usually guarded by the police of the country they are held in, along with many security guards. Are these people running the world? There is a good chance they might be. Here is a very popular conspiracy theory. It states the United States and maybe other countries are back engineering captured UFOs. Unfortunately for the theory's deniers, a lot of high-quality witnesses have come out stating this is true, and there has been some evidence on the topic. One conspiracy theory which will never go away concerns the death of then-President John F. Kennedy. Kennedy was shot while traveling in an open car at slow speed on the streets of Dallas, Texas. There are many conspiracy theories about this, especially after the alleged shooter Lee Harvey Oswald was attacked and killed by Jack Ruby. It was said the shots came from a different direction on a grassy knoll. People wanted to know why Kennedy was in an open car. A woman said a man in a policeman's uniform ran past her crying and saying he had to do it or something like that. When then Vice President Lyndon Johnson was sworn in as president, it was on Air Force One by the body of Kennedy, and some have said he turned and smiled at someone behind him, which indicated he succeeded. The 9/11 destruction of the World Trade Center towers in New York City has been the subject of myriad conspiracy theories, of which some could be true. Many doubt the facts we were given, such as the planes brought down the towers. They base this on the fact the air was laden with the dust of military explosives. They also base it on the fact the fires were not hot enough to melt the steel in the buildings, which was coated to protect them from fire. Strange people carrying bags had been seen for a couple of days before carrying bags into the buildings, and experts believed the building was brought down by a controlled detonation, and to enforce this, Flashes between floors had been seen as if explosives were going off. Even a large association of engineers said they didn't believe the planes could have done this damage. Poor Marilyn Monroe. Her death was also the basis of a conspiracy theory. She was said to have been President John F. Kennedy's mistress, and when he was tired of her, he gave her to his brother Robert. She was found in a hotel room when her death was ruled an overdose of drugs. It was said she had such a large number of drugs in her body it had to be suicide. Conspiracy theories sprang up right after her death. Most of them had to do with the president and his brother. It was theorized one of them had her killed because she just knew too much about their secrets and threatened to talk because she was depressed. It was also said government agents might have killed her because the president told her incriminating things about others and what he was going to do concerning other nations' secrets. Then there was the theory she was killed because a book was coming out about her life and the author thought if she was dead the book would sell a lot more copies. Some of these theories are just so bonkers. It is easy to create a conspiracy theory about anything. There is certainly enough ammunition in the world for material. You can see this in politics every day.